Yes. chance. One more chance. Thanks for giving me one more chance. That's right. It is Wednesday, July the 19th, 2017. And Taking Limits Off is on the air. It is the 19th.
Yeah, making sure you
know.
I missed the day or two.
I will skip a day now.
Hey, I'm saying.
Before you know it, you'll be back in January.
I know what you're going through, Cleveland.
So look here. It is Wisdom Wednesday, 2017. July the 19th. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Ms. Dana L. King. I'm the host of Taking Limits Off Radio. And in the studio with me on Wisdom Wednesday, we're going to bring up some wisdom, y'all. The good bishop, the good pastor, the apostle, all the way from the Second Baptist Church of LaGrange, the one and the only, the cardinal of the ether wave, Michael Bernard Henderson. How
are
you?
Bless your bones, beloved. Nice to be on the ether wave.
Feel good to be back in the house.
Yeah, I ain't been here in some time, you know.
Well, we gonna have some fun today, y'all. I need to laugh. So I'm gonna give me some out to some fun today. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good as always. But let me give you a rundown on what's going on today. Today's topic of conversation. This is gonna be good here, y'all. Wisdom Wednesday. Y'all know what it is. Why churches love their former pastors so much? Why churches love their former pastors?
Talk about this indirectly, y'all. Cause this right here gonna be real good.
Why churches love their former pastors so much? That's going to be the topic of conversation today. It's going to be good. This article is going to be awesome. I can't wait to get to it. But let me get a rundown how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening online, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347. What did I say? If you are on social media, so are we. Simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you are on Twitter, you can tweet the show. At TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet. You know what I'm about to do? I'm about to like record you doing that so when you ain't here, I can just hit the. Right. But you can follow us, and it's real simple to just find us. It's at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We'd love to hear from you that way. If you are want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, you can email the show. That's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you that way. The live streams, I believe, yeah, everything is up and running. Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Hey, y'all, on Ustream.
Hey, y'all.
You can find us there. Also, Facebook Live. You can find us there. Again, that's the same Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You will find us there. Let's see. Oh, and last but not least, the podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast simply by going to any of your podcast mediums, wherever you listen to your blogs, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, Blogger, any of those mediums. You can find us there. Simply do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. How you been, sir?
We've been yet holding on to God's unchanging, to all of our friends with the ether wave.
Mm-hmm.
God bless your bones on this evening.
Uh-huh.
And to all of you. We were in. Now, when you text me talking about we're going to do a...
Yeah, I was doing it remote.
Yeah, that was good because I was
you wasn't even here.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, you.
Yeah, I was
it would be nice you just drop a line and say, hey, I'm gone.
Yeah, I forgot. But
you
now,
can
you
send
know,
a simple, I'm gone.
After next week's show, I'm going to be gone for about 6 weeks. So this revival season. Hallelujah. The week
after, I'm going to say what he really wanted to say is check season. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen. Does Michael need some shoes and some more sports coats over there at Urban Prep? Come on now.
I'm just sorry.
But now the 14th through the 20th, I'll be in Cuba. Hallelujah.
In Cuba?
In Cuba.
Is that approved?
That's approved. Don't go over there.
Don't go over there. And, you know, Trump don't let you back in now.
Lucy, I can swim back. Huh? Listen. Hey, Julio. Let me get on there. There you go. Get on there with you.
Yes.
All right. Julio, let me get on there with you. Okay. Where we go? United States.
You need so much help.
United States. Hey, Julio. Yeah. Your mama. Looking for you. God, I ain't been here in a while. We finna act a plum ninny. Hey, Maria! My king and Jolanda and all the people.
Oh, God. We gonna pray.
This is Isabella Joseph John.
I just moving them eyelashes.
Yep.
The that was falling off. And did nobody tell her that it was...
That. Listen, this would be funny. And
tell them gowns.
Our special guest would be James Cleveland or Shirley Caesar. And now,
or Dolores Berry Campbell.
And now we're going to have, what's your name, baby?
Right.
You sound about funny to me.
Right.
Let me just send a couple of shout outs if I can.
Go ahead, please, sir. Help us.
I want to thank the Marshall High School.
Here we go.
For the reunion picnic. I didn't say
When was it?
It was last Saturday.
This past
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. Ours is coming up.
Yeah. And now you know the Marshall children, they comes out for the picnic. You know?
Yeah. We show up too. Go ahead.
No, y'all don't show up.
No, our folks show up.
No, not you.
Go ahead. We ain't gonna argue. Talk about it.
Do y'all they really want to do it? Anyway.
Talk about it.
I celebrated 24 years.
Okay.
And so next year is 25. And class 93, we got to get it and make it real wonderful. But anyway, you know, when I came on the west side, you know, I want to go back to the west side.
Do you?
I really do.
That means you but you're going to still pass that second.
I most certainly am, but I want to move back to the west side.
But you want to live on the west side.
Yeah, because, listen, I was, first of all, let me tell you a reason why.
You better get it while you can.
I'm trying my best to. Because. I left a couple of houses, boarded up houses over there by the bus barn, and I need to go over that, over Van Buren. The bus barn over here off of Kinsey.
Oh, by the police station.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
There's a couple of houses over back.
Over
there.
A couple of them on the up and down Warren and Washington, too.
Yeah,
old Graystone.
Yes, sir. See if I can get a hold of her. So let me tell y'all something, children. The other day, glory to God, I had a hankering.
Oh, Lord. For some Jimmy's.
For a snowball.
Let me go ahead so I can help your call. Because I can tell you where the anointing is.
But now, you got to come on the west side to get it.
Now you can't get, well, first of all, you ain't got, you know, in LaGrange, you ain't finna have no peddler's license.
You ain't gonna have
I
ain't
know if they
license.
Have a peddler's license in LaGrange.
In LaGrange, Brookfield, Westchester, none of them places.
You know, why don't you get you a snowball stand out there in your front yard?
Let me tell you something.
You know what, if you do it in the church parking lot, they won't say nothing.
They won't say nothing.
But you do it in your
front. But I had a hankering, and I want to thank the young lady, whoever the young lady was outside of the gate on Saturday.
Where?
For the Marshall reunion.
Uh-huh.
She made a killing.
I bet she did.
Because she sold snowballs. The largest size was $5.
What kind of snowball is $5?
Oh, but what I tell you is a blessing to the people of God.
Wait a minute. Hold. Time.
Was it $5?
What kind of snowball? Right,
it was a great big old cup.
Because I'm thinking a cup about the size of a big goat. A super big goat.
She didn't have the watered down syrup either.
No, she sold the real stuff.
Oh, she had the real stuff. And she had the bag of chews.
The penny candy.
Yeah, and the bag of fruities.
Oh, well, bless God.
But then also she had something called love in a bag. Hallelujah.
Love in a bag?
Oh, Jesus. And the children was going for it. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Oh, but I enjoyed it.
I'm so confused. What's love in the bag?
Let's think about it. Hallelujah.
I don't. I'm slow.
A little bit of oil.
You gotta tell me off the air.
A little oil in your vessel. Oh. Keep your eyes swimming and burning. Be ready when the bridegroom comes. Put a little oil in your vessel. Glory to God. Anywho, listen, children.
Well, I want to say next time you're over here on the west side.
Uh-huh.
Right round. If you go down Central. Like you're getting on the expressway.
And I'm going down Central.
But if she works. She got a job, so she works in the evening. So I'm talking about when you in here over here, if you over this way after 4:35 o'clock.
Okay.
Straight down Central and yonder here.
Okay.
Make a left at Harrison.
All right.
That's
where
the church, Greek Orthodox church is.
Make
Now, if you go too far, you're going to end up on the expressway.
Yeah.
So you want to make a left on Harrison.
She got a stand. A car.
No. She got a big old red tent. Great big red letters, but she got a big red tent in her driveway. Got a white. Look for the white Camaro or the black Camaro, because she got two of them. Bless
Camaro.
Her heart. Right, bless her
she
heart.
She was in a lot of snowball.
Look, I done paid for one. The Camaro.
All by myself.
So how we found this person was, last year at the church picnic, we were going to try to get somebody to come out and do snowballs for us.
Uh-huh.
So we had went, and Tanya had talked to the lady, and Price, the lady was like, she gave us a certain amount of money that she wanted us to pay her, and then she would just give the snowballs to the kids, to everybody that was there
uh-huh.
the whole time. So the Tanya told me where she was, but as usual, you know, communication is, I don't, you know, I didn't hear what she said correctly.
She didn't
hear
what I said.
So I drove past the lady that she told me to go to.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I ended up at the lady with the red tent.
All right.
Now, lady with the red tent, she, uh-huh. first of all, she got every snowball flavor that there ever was.
Ain't that beautiful? That's what I'm talking about.
And then
the coconut, the orange.
Everyone.
Greens.
Everyone. Right. Blue.
Blue.
Right.
Red.
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 She said, what you want your song? Blue.
Blue.
Can I get that green? No, not that green.
That green right there.
That green. Because
yeah.
I want that green apple.
I want
apple.
The lime.
I want the lime.
Right. And I don't want the lemon. I want the yellow. I want
right.
the pineapple.
So look here. So I went over there. So first of all, she got them blessed plastic, big plastic cups.
Oh, yes. That's good.
Right. Because you know that styrofoam. So you mess around with that styrofoam
you
cup.
Hit
you,
it.
You try to break your ice and your straw come through the.
And it's over.
And right.
It's
I had that happen
over.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's all over.
So, but she got them good plastic cups.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And she packs it in. She packed the ice in. And you get three flavors for
yep.
$1.
Ooh.
Cup by Yay Big here.
Yes,
she introduced me to a flavor about 4 weeks ago.
Uh huh.
Lemonade. Oh, if you ain't.
Now you,
oh,
got, now, you know I'll be rapping around.
So, look, we got a code. If the snowball lady out, I get a text. Snowball lady out. So, we're going to add you to the list.
You're going to
add
me to the list. Because I will get myself.
Who you dialing?
I will grind, not drive, grind.
I have been way up on the north side of Chicago and got a text message that
children,
said the snowball lady out, and I turned my car all the way around.
Let me explain something to you. Let me explain. For those of you that are not from the Chicagoland area.
They don't understand.
You want to say, in the summertime, the blessings of the Lord were in ice cups.
Icy cups. They don't know what that is.
That ain't number frozen Kool-Aid in the cup. But you had to turn it upside down to get it because they have all the things at the bottom. Anyway, get you a good spoon.
Uh-huh.
Those wagon wheel cookies that were one penny, the wagon wheel. The chews. Oh, yes, Lord. If they were big time, they had long boys. Lord, they don't coconut candy.
I ain't never liked them.
I did. That's
I ain't never liked the long
I
boy.
I liked the long boy. Like
it was another long one, too. Chico's. I never liked the Chico. What is a Chico stick?
I never peanut butter and stuff like that. But I want to tell y'all, Chico stick got the Holy Ghost. And then get you a good sour pickle. Glory to God.
Wait a minute.
Woo!
This snowball lady, first of all, she got nacho. You get them with ground beef or chicken. She got everything out there. Hold 1 minute. Now watch this. You go by there on a Friday. I dare to go by there on a Friday evening. She got fish. Real.
You get a whole meal at the snowball lady stand.
Snowball stand. So, wait, I pulled up over there one day. She had never been sitting on the porch in the stand one up. I looked at her and said,
what's wrong with you?
And she said, so I must have gave her the dirtiest look. The next day she was up, Tanya went by there and she said, I think your friend met. Because I started to roll down the window like, hey, why the hell ain't you working?
That's right. On the porch.
Look out there like a crackhead. Y'all ain't got no work.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. You can spend $20 in a snowball stand.
Look.
I mean, easy $20.
I just want the snowball. Look, that's all I want.
I want the snowball, but you talking about nacho. I want nacho.
She do with cheese, and she got all that.
I want
chili
I
cheese,
want
nachos,
fish.
All that.
I want some chews. I want the fruities. I want some cookies. I want a pickle.
Look, and she be out there in her in full, sometimes full Sunday dress. On Sunday, she out there with her church clothes on. During the week, she out there with...
Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all don't understand how good that is. I told the members of the church, I wanted to go to the west. I said, I want a snowball so bad, I'm about to go to the west side. Listen, give me some people's tacos.
See, I ain't had a people's tacos.
Jesus! Hallelujah!
People's tacos.
Hallelujah.
When was the last time you had one?
Because
I haven't had one
ago.
In years.
About a year ago.
So it's been that long. How
yeah.
was it?
It was still people's tacos now. Now they slow as all get out. Put me on Facebook Live so I can see these people. Because I know they got something to say. I want the people's tacos. Maybe you know about people's tacos. Somebody said Hamlin and Lake.
Don't forget about the corn truck.
Listen.
What?
Listen, children. Listen. Now, Facebook and out yonder.
You say Hamlin and Lake can't have Nuke on her store. What's Nuke? N-U-K-E. What's Nuke?
What's Nuke, Tony?
You help the slow.
Help the slow people.
We old over here. I don't know. What's Nuke?
Yeah, what's Nuke? She near the white some. Okay. Uh-huh.
I want him to tell me what Nuke is.
Yeah, what Nuke is. Because I don't want to get nuked.
That's the top of there. Okay,
yeah, scroll up to get the Nuke.
Yeah.
Okay, he ain't told us what Nuke was.
Yeah, but
let's
find out what Nuke is. Tony,
right,
what
right.
Nuke
Tony, is. Tony, what we need to know what Nuke is.
What Nuke? Hey, Vespa, listen. For all of my big fellas out there, I didn't know my store, Al and Rob's, had clothes on Roosevelt Road. You don't know nothing about it because you're skinny.
On Roosevelt and what?
On Roosevelt off Canal Street.
Oh, that's shop, that store clothes?
Yeah, Al and Rob's clothes.
Because McCurtis used to go there to get his walking suit.
Uh-huh.
They closed?
They closed from what I'm saying, but I'm going to go back this evening.
Because
y'all, listen, it's my brother's choir's anniversary down south, and I got to say, I need a royal blue jacket.
Oh, it means excellent. That's what it means. It's excellent.
Oh,
Nuke means excellent. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I thought it was some kind of flavor.
Slow.
I thought it was some kind of flavor.
Pray our friend the Lord as we go forward in faith in his name. All of my friends, y'all invite some more friends on here on the Ether Way. We
right.
on the Ether
y'all
Way.
Y'all keep hitting the invite button.
Yeah, keep
sharing.
Invite, right?
All that good stuff.
Yeah, I need a royal blue suit coat and a yellow vest.
Blue and yellow. Blue and what's blue and gold?
It's red. It's,
oh, that's the color they're wearing.
Royal blue, yellow, and white.
Because I was going to say, you're going to get kicked out the frat wearing that blue and gold.
I know that.
Ain't
that the truth?
Who is that?
Let's see. Got my Gamera. Hey, Amber. Let's see my Gamera color. All right. I need that. So I need to find me some fat folk clothes. Anyway, anywho.
You know,
how have you been?
Man, look here. I actually was good up until yesterday. I was on my way to So anyway, I was on my way to work and not to work, but you know, out to the Oak Brook out there.
To the stove.
And to the stove. And some idiot ran me all were coming down out the wrong way and I had to miss him and hit the curb. So I decided to hit the curb and messed up the side of my vehicle.
Well, you should have hit him so we could have.
It would have been head on, and I was doing 30. He was flying, so that wasn't a good look.
No.
Yeah, right.
I got it.
Coming off of 83 into Oak Brook Mall out there. So anyway, but other than that, I'm blessed. I ain't gonna complain. I ain't gonna trip. It's all good. That's what insurance for.
We pay God for insurance.
Geico, bless their name.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, even though
mm-hmm.
I just heard
mm-hmm.
that one insurance company
uh-oh.
Is giving the Brothers of Alpha Phi Alpha a discount.
Who
because
is that?
You are a member of Alpha Phi Alpha.
Let me guess. State Farm.
No, it ain't State Farm.
It ain't.
Well, no one there. Progressive.
Oh.
It's Progressive.
All of them gives discounts for fraternities.
What?
If you go.
Ain't nobody call me.
When you go to your thing, it asks you what organizations are you a part of. You didn't see none of that stuff?
Well, I'll be John Brown.
What insurance do you have now? Him and Hugs.
State Farm.
Oh.
It's in my
you know,
mama
stop.
Name.
Stop. Stop.
Anywho. anywho.
Did you say your godmama?
Hey, my godmama.
I mentioned you said baby mama. I just make sure I heard it.
No, I ain't got no baby mama. Ain't nobody call me now. Lincoln. Hey, Dale. Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lincoln and John.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, dope snowballs.
Okay,
come on. Come on, children, let's sing.
We used to
the goodness of the Lord. All
it
right.
used to be a lady on my mom's block.
Who's on the dope snowball?
I mean, you wasn't going to get a regular one.
Well, listen.
She had Hennessy.
I'm on live. If you got a grandma yay snowball, you call me. Yeah.
She had one. She's down there selling $5 and $10 snowball.
You got a grandma yay one? Y'all call me up.
And the only reason she got shut down was because I think that she handed one to a child and somebody's mama. Right. And the police came shut
all
that
down.
Because you down there.
You supposed to.
You can't be drunk and selling your stuff at the.
You have to send a note. My mama said, I can give me one of these. You remember what they used to do when you buy cigarettes?
You know, you didn't need no note.
They knew who you
were.
You know,
you didn't need no
note. They knew who you were,
sir. My mama said she need a pack of Cool Mile 100. Benson Hedges.
Menthol Light.
Menthol.
You know, listen.
That's too many names.
Listen. Black folks more cool. Newport 100. Bissett Hedges Menthol Light. Virginia Slim.
Bob Slim.
Moore's. My god sister smoked Viceroy. And drunk
must
RC.
Have been the real cheap.
Yes, Lord.
Viceroy's
and the RC, baby. You couldn't tell. Francis Jones, baby.
That's the cigarettes you take up talking like this. When you get this smoke.
I was coming from the car.
Why you sound like James Cleese?
Yeah.
All
you needed a lift.
Yeah.
I want to thank all of y'all tonight.
But anywho, listen. On a serious note, did you hear about the man that was just walking on State Street last night and got hit by a stray bullet, the old man?
On 70, out
south. 71st on State Street.
Yeah.
And everybody keep on saying he's in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I'm so sick of hearing that.
I mean, I can't go to the liquor store.
No, you can't. You can't walk to the. You can't walk your dog.
Austin Community Academy High School lost Reginald Ross, class of 86.
Oh, wow. I didn't know him. I didn't,
Me neither. Class of 86.
Well, I was class of 88.
Oh, I'm class of 93.
Yeah, okay.
Lucky strike. No, I feel sorry.
Ooh.
Ew, that's camel.
What was the one that had the wooden, the little filter thing on it that came with the,
You had to buy that.
You had to buy that?
Yeah, that was the long filter.
No, it had just a little wooden one on the end.
That's black and mild. It's like about cigars. Listen, that's the children. Lucky strike.
The only lucky strike I know is the bowling alley.
Hey, right. Exactly. Lucky strike. Lucky strike. But yeah, he was walking from the liquor store in the midnight hour and got some caught in the crossfire. And, 70 years old.
That's crazy. And see, probably living, don't know. No, we don't know them, but you 70 years old. You living your life. You ain't worried about nothing. You didn't.
Right.
You didn't spend
your
time.
You going to get you a bottle of CC?
Whatever
and you
it is.
The house.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
You could have been going for a dang on pop.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't walk to the stove.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this is amazing. But listen, I got to go back because the Wednesday before that, because I overslept.
Yes.
When I tell you got on your soapbox.
Hey,
about the 102 people getting shot and the 15.
That was right after the fourth. Yeah,
I want you to know you let it rip.
I was done.
Woo!
You know what?
And I
almost said it. And then Sunday wasn't no better. I know I probably got myself in trouble because when I was in the pulpit, I said something too. I could.
You preach Sunday?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
no, you know I'm not. I'm not allowed.
Okay.
You know, that whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
Process. Anyway, I mentioned it because it just bothered me that, and what really set it off for me, and I told Parks this that following Monday, was that, Facebook memories pop up.
Yes.
And a Facebook memory popped up of a video that I did last year when 64 people got shot.
Good Jesus Christ.
We done elevated.
Now, I know some of them was just because some of them I know were just people just shooting bullets up in the air, but they really realize you shoot them up in the air, they got to come down.
They coming down, y'all, at the same speed they went up at. If y'all didn't take no physics class, well, okay, all right.
Some people didn't take.
Okay, but the
some folks
okay, let me ask you this.
General science and biology.
I got to ask you about two shows. I know one of them you probably don't watch.
Okay.
You don't watch Game of Thrones at all, do you?
Listen. I'm gonna have to stop.
I need somebody to talk to.
Because see, I even got to go back to watching House of Cards. But anyway,
I need somebody to talk to about that. Too.
Okay, so I need to talk
because if I ask Parks about Game of Thrones, he gonna ask me what.
No, now listen.
He gonna be.
I'm gonna have to sit down one day
because he ain't never watched Star Wars, so that bothers
I'm
me.
I'm not a Star Wars person at all.
Okay,
but just
you at least watched them at least.
Oh yeah, I watched.
He ain't never even, but
because Luke, I'm your father. You know.
I need somebody.
Yeah, now I need to catch up on Game of Thrones, and I need to catch up on. I need to watch Power also. I need
Tampa
to do Power.
Nugget. What's Tampa Nugget?
What's
is that
Tampa
a cigarette?
Well, a cigarette, Tampa.
I don't know what that is. Oh God! It's so many y'all in here, and I'm sorry we didn't speak.
Hell y'all!
Forgive me. It's so many y'all in here, and y'all know y'all names have disappeared. So if y'all say hi to me right now, I say hi back.
Hell!
So there you go. That's the way I'm gonna do it. I'm going to start with who just came in the room.
Patricia.
What's going on, Pat Hicks? How you doing?
Hey, Patricia.
You don't watch Power either?
No, I haven't gotten into it yet. Listen, stuff like this, y'all, I have to really sit down and watch. And see, I don't like all this commercial break. I need to see the whole thing.
You got cable, don't you?
I got cable.
Do you have movie channels?
Yeah.
You have Stars?
No, I didn't get Stars.
What, do you have HBO?
Yeah.
The HBO and Stars don't come in the package. You sure you don't have Stars?
I haven't seen that. I got Stars. I got Stars.
Because if you do, on demand, you just go and hit the button. Ain't no, it's movie channels. Ain't no commercial.
Ain't no commercial. Good.
No.
But I want you to know I've gotten into Hawaii 5-0.
I can't watch
it. Oh, children.
I tried. That's because you just like the old music. That's what that is.
But no, it's really good. I mean, it's really, really good. And, hey, Joe Johnson, hey, Ma.
Ted Hicks say Power and Claws. Now, you know what? I thought about watching Claws. Claws is on TNT about the women with the nail shop, and they kill
them.
Now,
you know what? What you call her is a fool. What's her name?
Niecy Nash.
I was watching The Librarian. They used to have it on TNT, but I
see, now you're just doing too much.
I need to go back to House of Cards because, you know, that's my stuff.
House of Cards is excellent.
Oh, my God.
Let me give a couple of quick announcements real quick. Let me make sure I mention these people's events.
This is Zenobia Coggins.
Wait, let me get this first.
Someone's using too much toilet tissue.
Let me get this. See, you're going to get
this. This is Zenobia Coggins.
Real quick. Saturday, July 29th, Greater Love. Great. Y'all be fuck with all the... Forgot the longest church names in the world. Greater Love, Greater Works, Outreach International. I'm going to need you to change the name of your church.
Too many letters on the road. Too many letters on the road.
What's that? GLGWOI. Yeah, that's too many letters on the road. Anyway, Greater Love, Greater Works, Outreach International presents 2017 Summer Youth Explosion, Music, Games, and Workshops, hosted by God's Elite. Saturday, July 29th, 2017. Festivities begin at 2 p.m., 17 West 620 Reardon Road out in Villa Park. That's Angela Johnson.
Yeah, that's where
y'all
are. And
Pastor Rob. So it really ain't that far. Straight shot. It really ain't.
Yeah, but if you don't know where you're going.
Donations accepted via PayPal at robertjohnson809@gmail.com. But this is already up on our site. Y'all can find it. Donation, they're only asking for $3 per child. That's not bad.
Not at all.
I know y'all like free, but $3 ain't bad.
Sure ain't.
Especially when your kid going back over there eating 4 and 5 hot dogs.
And drinking all the corn chips.
All the juices.
All Capri Suns.
Right, all the Capri Suns. Y'all know Capri Suns ain't cheap.
No, they're not.
You tell somebody about something. So please keep that in your memory. Then we have, where is it at?
Our apostle will be on 1390 today.
Was it today?
I think it was today.
Well, see, let me see. Did he say anything on the thing? Let me see.
It's his mom's birthday. Yeah, everybody else.
No, he didn't say nothing yet on the thing. Oh, wait, is this him at, no, that was 22 hours ago. Okay, anyway, but speaking of Cornelius Parks, Healing the Hood, back to school giveaway,
woo-hoo,
Sunday,
woo-hoo.
August the 6th. Look at that. Okay. What happened to you? Okay.
It's gone. It went south.
Brady gonna cut that. Healing the Hood. I need y'all to look at the flyer, and I'm going to let y'all handle it. Healing the Hood, back to school giveaway, Sunday, August the 6th, 2017, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. They're giving away 3,000 book bags with school supplies, y'all.
School supplies in it.
3,000 book bags with
school supplies in it.
It'll be a softball game played. It's going to be adult softball game played and a kid's softball game played. Many to appear retired NFL players from Chicago. They'll be there signing autographs at the Washington Park Baseball and Softball Diamonds. So that's at Washington Park. What's that, 56th and 55th College Grove, I believe?
Somewhere over there, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, that's Healing the Hood, back to school giveaway, Sunday, August 6th. So if you got kids, look, I know y'all, everybody can't afford to get their kids no school supplies. If you have children, here is your chance to go out there and take your kid. Now, don't go out there being greedy and acting like we know how to act.
Stop right there. I'm so glad you said that.
Because, you know, I have to sometimes.
No,
I have to.
I mean, come on now. Listen, if you got 3 children, get 3 bags.
Right.
Don't get 15.
And let me tell you this. Bring your children.
Yes.
Because, see, it's a little suspect when you show up talking about, I need 4 book bags.
Right.
And ain't not one child
and
with
got
you.
Got on flip-flops.
And ain't a child with you.
Ain't a child
Not
with
a nary children.
No. I'm trying to get these for my grandbaby. Your grandbaby need to come on out.
Can you show me a picture of them on Facebook? Give me. I ain't trying to say y'all be out there lying. Some of y'all be out there lying.
Talking about some Curtis Ellis talking about semi useless supplies. You got plenty of supplies down here in Nicolata.
So yeah. That's that event. I think I got one more. Hold on, y'all. I got a bunch of events. I told these people I was gonna do their stuff. I got to find the peoples. There's an event at let me find his name. Spencer Julian. Yeah,
Julian
out there at the place
over in is that Jolly Aurora?
In Aurora. Here it is right here. Light Fest. This is gonna be huge, y'all. I'm going. I'll be there. If you're in town, you should go. We should all go. Light Fest featuring Grammy Award-winning artist. Grammy Award-winning artist Israel Houghton and New Breed.
Yeah.
Y'all know he sang the song, Take the Limits. Oh, I wonder what he sang it for me.
Anything. I am a friend of God. Okay.
That too. And Alpha and Omega.
Yeah, and Omega.
The beginning.
And the ending.
And the end. That's how Deacon Berger said. The beginning.
And the ending.
And the ending.
Uh-huh.
Anita Wilson. What's she saying? I know that.
She sang. Ooh, open the door.
That is her. She be humming it.
Cannot see. Which is the old James Peter song. But anyway, go ahead.
Right, and then Todd Delaney, bless God. He don't know who Todd Delaney.
No. I just need to know.
I'm bad on singing the name of the
what
song.
What Todd Delaney sang?
Y'all know what Todd sang. What's the song Todd sang? Stop acting like
Stop being brand new.
Y'all know, and don't forget to act right for the Bud Billiken drum major.
Right.
James Williams, my Austin. Now, let me tell y'all something about James. That Negro could play a trombone. You talk about a trombone playing. First of all, he was never about this here tall in the first place.
Right.
But that little Negro would be down there and talking about knees hitting his chest every step, swinging that trombone. And
that,
I mean.
That's called good band. Pulling me through. It was you pulling me
that
through.
That ain't the song. Y'all naming every song but the one I like.
And the worship anthem.
Right.
But you didn't tell us when the date was, man.
I'm sorry. Thank you, sir.
You got excited.
Doing too much.
I'm excited.
I did. Where's the rest of the... Where ain't the information on this here picture?
I don't know.
Here it is. Light Fest. Festival and concert at River Edge Park, Aurora. On August the 13th. August the 13th, that's a Sunday.
I'll be leaving to go to Cuba.
Really?
Yeah, I got to go to Atlanta. Then we go from Atlanta.
Oh, okay. August the 13th. August the 13th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at River Edge Park, 360 North Broadway, Aurora, Illinois, 60505. There are tickets. It's not a free event, y'all. It ain't free. I know y'all get excited when y'all see it, but it's not free. But you can get ticket information is at riveredgeaurora.com. I'll put that information out there for you. But again, this is the Light Fest. Israel Houghton, New Breed, Todd Delaney, and Anita Wilson, hosted by Maine Baptist Church, where the good doctor, Julian. I believe that E probably stands for Edward.
Or Edwin.
But Julian E. Spencer, Maine Baptist Church, Aurora. Where God is the main thing. That's their thing. That's their way.
You know John Prince gonna be here tomorrow.
John Prince. Yeah. Why do I know that name?
John P. Key. John Prince.
That's John P. Key.
Yeah.
That's his real name.
John Prince Key.
Oh, where he gonna be sitting there?
He gonna be
He just came out. Y'all crazy. As my mom was in there, there's a special seat in here. I try to be funny. I just asked you a question. What?
Stay the king going to hell.
Okay, let me try this again.
Woo. John
P. Key is going to be where?
At Apostolic Church of Morgan Park tomorrow.
Wait, which church? Where?
Apostolic Church of Morgan Park.
Apostolic Church. Where is that at?
That's Bishop E's church.
Bishop E, what was it?
Oh, Bishop Ellis Church. His son has a name.
Oh,
Jesus. He decided to take a seat. Fitzgerald!
Oh, God.
Now.
I just asked the question, where he going to be sitting there?
On the stage.
You know, I've never seen the man. I have not seen him take physical steps.
Physical steps, I can't breathe.
I ain't seen him take physical steps in like 4 years. Every time I see him on TV, he already sitting. And it's like, next up, they say, John P. Key.
Behind that curtain.
And right, and the curtain is right. See what I'm saying? Y'all know. Y'all know it's like.
Oh, Lord. He ain't walking by faith. No physical steps since 88. You know better. Turn us down.
How do he? Because, you know, every time you see him on anybody's show, they be like, and up next, John P. Key. And then when they come back from commercial break.
Fitzgerald, I just want you to get.
But when he come back from commercial break, this is where he.
I was a pet of the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ.
He's
talking about his steps been ordered by the Lord.
He scoops.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Curtis Donald, y'all going to hell.
I'm sorry. I just had.
William Ivan. Everybody coming on here. He got a hover.
Have to go home.
It got to be a hum around, not a hum around, baby. Got to be a hum around. No, I can't talk because I'm heavy.
I'm sorry. Oh,
we got a good show for you.
We did have one.
See, this is why I need to come every other Wednesday and not on
because you're right. Because you be.
Woo! Okay. Jesus is my savior.
And I like John P. Key, though.
I love John Prince. I like John Prince.
Y'all need to leave my friend alone. He's still singing. He is still singing now.
Yes, sir. Oh, what a change. Oh, yes.
Outside the county line. What?
Yeah, I was born in Durham, North Carolina. Outside the county line.
Oh, that's the song?
No, that's the age. Yeah.
I don't know.
It will be all right. It will. Dana, go back in your mind. Every choir sang that. We sung We Walk By Faith. We sung that song, It Will Be All Right. But all his songs were in F. Am I right, Fitzgerald? Every song that he made was in F.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. All his songs were in F.
Let me ask my favorite. Where's my music? My musician, choir member Pat Hicks. Can you confirm? Cause
yeah.
She know.
The majority of this song when he came out
know.
Was in F.
What? You might be right.
Yeah. John Prince. That's his name, John Prince. He was standing when he sang those songs. Curtis Donald, get saved.
Wait, but didn't he have standing in need of prayer?
He said. Tanya, we're going on break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, y'all, because we're going to take a break. Cause
I need something to drink.
right.
Only key you can play in. Fitzgerald!
Could you bring some waters back, please? There's been some in the frigidaire. And push that door up over there, letting our good air conditioner out of here. We'll be right back, y'all. Yeah, we sorry. Y'all.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO. Bye. Oh, God. Number 45, Donald J. Trump. Look here. You're all right, you're going to Cuba. Don't talk crazy. Might not even let you back in.
Okay, then. It'll be tacos.
It's Cuba. It ain't Mexico.
Okay, it'll be tacos and greens over there. And Bacardi rum.
You can't.
With Rutabaga. Don't play.
I am moving on. Donald Trump.
45.
They tried to do the repeal and replace of the Medicare thing again, Obamacare, and it failed again.
Obamacare.
I know it's the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, but you keep on saying Obamacare.
Yeah, I know.
To blemish the
Medicare. That's why they said, but that was what they named it from the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now, what if
and he embraced it. He was like, fine. He said, I don't care what you call it. It's passed. It's
because what if it would have been Bush care?
Oh, yeah. But see, and that's why Trump wants to dismantle it all together, because he wants anything that President Obama had his name on, he wants to get rid of it altogether. Like,
okay.
Anything.
I agree.
But now Republicans have the majority in the Senate and in the House.
But what's happening is they're realizing that
some of their own people saying,
maybe these people, and we're gonna come back to that.
Right.
The governor of Illinois, maybe had egg on his face.
Rounder.
Baby, because them poor folk downstate,
yeah.
If y'all don't pass this here budget,
They gonna show him anyway.
We gonna show you anyhow.
Yeah, they gonna show him anyway. Oh yeah, he's done. He won't get a second.
No,
time.
He won't get one.
Now. Let me tell you something right now. Let me talk to my people here in this.
Hello, people.
The state of Illinois.
Mainly
my colored
yeah.
and my browned
yeah.
skin brothers.
People. Yeah.
My, you know,
listen,
my brother,
even if you're from Africa, you still probably
right.
get it.
My brethren that are African and African American, and those
and
who are from south of the border.
Yeah, and to all of our people that from Iran.
Right,
Iraq,
but let me just talk to the two.
Uh-huh.
You know, the one that's right around here.
Yeah, right around. Right around.
If y'all don't carry y'all behinds
yes.
to the poll, when it comes time to vote for governor.
Uh-huh.
Y'all let him in there again, you're going to get whatever you deserve.
Hey, Deshaun.
You're going to deserve whatever you
listen,
get.
Listen, but I don't think because what they were going to do was they want to pull a lottery from Illinois. Baby, you know you can't pull no lottery.
They had pulled it. It was off the – it was not available for like them 4 or 5 days.
And, baby, the children.
Say, wait, what you mean ain't no Powerball? What you
mean, no.
Ain't no – what?
I didn't been playing lottery for 20 years.
20?
Far longer than that.
50.
Go play my
take my, you know, I had a dream about some fish.
Uh-huh.
Last night. You know, I dreamed
yeah.
about gumbo and string bean. Look that up in the book. Remember the dream
y'all
book?
Y'all saw, baby. Listen,
that was the biggest scam in the world.
But hey, it, listen, it worked.
Biggest scams in them. Get my dream book. What?
Yeah, let's see about it.
Well, you know, I dreamed about toes.
Uh huh. And babies. And babies. All this
look that up. That's 417.
Listen, there are people that have been playing lottery. I know.
Long as we've been alive.
Long we've been alive.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got the lottery sometime around, I think, I remember the lottery popping up around me being 5 or 6 years old.
Yes.
So it's been around at least 40 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it has.
Yeah. Now, yeah, all this other stuff, big game and Powerball, all that. That's
because it only came out, it used to come out once
right.
at night.
Right. And the Powerball was always Indiana.
Yes.
Mega Millions was the first one we got.
Uh-huh.
But them folks, man, you cutting off people lottery money? Oh, yeah.
Booth. Listen, Booth, you better get this together. And they showed him that we're going to let you know. And believe it or not, the question of the day is, and we need to ask this, is who will the Democrats run against him? That's the question of the day.
Well, I believe, you know, LaShawn K. Ford. I think he's your state rep. He might be your state rep
for
state of Illinois.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry for the district, but he might be. I think the districts kind of overlap, but I believe he's going to run.
Okay.
And I know him. He's out in the community. He's out there on the corners with us a lot. So I know him. But
maybe he should run for governor first. But anyway, go.
That's what I'm saying. He's gonna run for.
The
thought process was he was gonna run for governor or you. We were talking about you, not talking about president, were you?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. No. He was gonna run for. They say he might even run for mayor.
Now that might be cute. That might be cute.
You call it
but
cute.
Who are we gonna run for? The presidency.
We don't have nobody.
I mean, now I like Cory Booker.
You think Cory ready?
Well,
I mean, he's more ready than Obama was.
You know what I'm saying?
He is more ready than Obama.
Yeah.
He is more experienced than Obama was when Obama ran.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if they would get behind him and rally, I know, you know, for instance, it, you know, it would be so. So that's the question
now,
of the day.
The issue with Cory is a little bit more...
Yeah, he a little bit more brash.
Corey,
polish.
Corey got a little bit more Dana in him.
Yeah. He got some new joys in. New joys and Negro in him.
Corey got a little bit of that, right. Some of that Spike Lee.
Yeah, do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
He got a little bit of blue.
Right, he got some of that in him. He ain't too likely to you hollering, calling him a lie in the middle of his...
He'll call you a lie. What you say?
Like pause the teleprompter. Say what?
Say what you say now?
Stand up over here.
Yeah.
No, Secret Service, it's all right.
It's okay.
That's why I would.
Yeah. Bring you.
Right. Matter of fact.
Over chill.
Come on.
I got something for you over here.
This is what y'all can do on the networks. Y'all can either keep the cameras on.
Yeah.
Or y'all can go to commercial.
And I'm going
to
show y'all what fun what too.
You know, I really wanted Obama. And I know he wasn't going to do it because he's too dignified to do it. But that last week he was in office, I just wanted him just to...
lay them out.
I just wanted...
All of you. Now, they would have got Michelle get to that microphone, baby.
See, I think Michelle would
have
did it.
And I have something to say. Baby.
Right. Taking her earrings off.
Yes, sir.
put some put a big old thing of Vaseline.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Right. To these reporters right here, the ones that talked about my children.
Children.
Right. I got your gorilla face over here.
Yeah,
I got your monkey looking. Come on. Right.
For you, I got something for you.
Anyway, y'all, we got this really good article. Booker works on behalf of those lighter than him. Oh. That's what Tyree say.
Hey, Tyree.
Tyree Anderson Booker.
He from Rockstar, from Alabama.
Oh, from down to Alabama.
Kiss my entire. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what I'm on here. That's what I'm on here. And then just walk off.
Yep.
And then just walk off, getting on the helicopter.
Now, Michelle would say something like that.
Yes, she would. She would. Anyway, y'all, we have this great.
Yeah, we got to do this article, y'all. Because, you know, the census, you know.
It is good, though.
We're Anna-Mani, totally insane.
You know what? Pray for you. Must you always. Must you. As my mother would say, who are your parents?
Who are your people?
So my mom said,
you
man,
always convince
right, you have to act
to
a fool.
Act a damn fool.
Where you go.
Where?
Oh,
like
God.
Listen, as I tell my friend, listen, if I would act it the way y'all say,
what's wrong with you?
You
didn't change.
You about to leave him.
You didn't. That is the worst. That is the worst statement that I've ever heard. And I've heard folks say it all the time. You know, I saw Sister So-and-so today. She about to leave here.
About to leave him.
We're like, what?
And in that night, how's
she doing? And wait, I'm slow. Where's she going?
Listen, in the Bible, when they sent a woman in there to David,
you know what?
And David didn't mess with her,
uh-huh.
They said, surely the king is dead. When you see me and I can't crack no joke, surely Henderson about to leave him. Yes, sir. Listen, you better take life as it comes, because it's just good anyhow.
Oh, God. All right, y'all, let's get into this. This is going to be good. We got the last 30 minutes. We got plenty of time.
Why
churches love their former pastors so much?
I done told y'all why.
Their former pastors.
Because they're gone.
So much. This is what the writer says. This is good. If you haven't hit the share button already, please do so. This is going to be good. The writer says this. Most churches are two pastors behind in their appreciation.
Yes.
Some are three or four. Let me stop. Ron Lewis, taken from David Chancey's response at the end of this article. He says, a cartoon shows a weary, embattled pastor standing beside a statue of a man on a horse. The sign at the base reads, our former pastor. The preacher is saying, most popular guy in town.
Yes, sir.
They sure do love you here. The host pastor was talking to a former pastor, then the president of a theological seminary and celebrated as a distinguished denominational leader. They'd invited him back for a special day, a homecoming or something. Mm-hmm. Everyone was excited to see him and to hear him preach. The attendance was good. The distinguished guest looked at his host and said, really? Did they tell you that? Yeah, they said they really do. Listen, said the seminary president, that monument they built to me was made from the stones that they threw at me.
Oh.
My God. He says, and I said, they threw stones at the preacher, and now they're saying how much they love him. Yep, ask any veteran pastor. I'll read this, and then we're going to talk about it. The writer says, you serve a number of years in the church and have the typical experience of good and bad times. You're loved by some and despised by others. It's life. It happens, and then eventually you retire or move on to another church. After a few years and a couple of pastors, they invite you back for some big occasion. And to hear them tell it, you were the glory years for their church. Those were the best times. You had assembled the greatest staff. Everything was perfect back when you were here. They rave about all the inspiring sermons you preached and unforgettable moments in the history of the church. That's what they say, and we'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they probably mean it. They suffer from a poor memory.
Listen, this just happened.
Uh-oh.
Sunday before last.
Uh-huh.
For me.
Oh. You got a call from down.
No, I got it. Listen, I received a call from one of my former churches.
Uh-huh.
That they didn't put me out. I left.
Okay.
Okay. I was there for 2 years. The church was growing. The church was booming. And those who are in power.
Mm-hmm.
Said to within themselves, can y'all hear me out there? I can hear myself.
You can't hear yourself?
No, I really can't.
You done did something to your
I didn't listen to my microphone.
You don't hear me either?
I hear you a little bit.
Just talk, man. Go ahead.
Hello. All right. Listen. So, I think it's registering. So, I came back for a homecoming.
Uh-huh.
Right? And when I would, anytime I come back for funerals or anything, it's always jam-packed. And this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
it was packed. And my sister was there, and there were two people in front of her. And they said, where all these cars come from? And all these people, we didn't have all these people in church. And I said, child, you know it's homecoming. I mean, it's family friend day. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited the old pastor back. Which one? The one that was here when we were younger? Oh, them here. Oh! And I must admit, the church was jam-packed, y'all.
Really?
And I know that the pastor felt some type of way.
Uh-huh.
I could tell it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, do you know him?
Yeah, I know him personally.
Oh, okay.
I know he felt some type of way. And I enjoyed myself, and the Lord allowed me to preach. I didn't preach as hard. I may have given 80% and not 100.
You cheated the Lord.
Well, I did what the Lord told me to do, but I knew I had the propensity of doing. I mean, because I know that pastor felt some type of way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, literally. The man did. I gave him the word. The Lord gave to me. I hollered and gave to it and prayed and said to the other people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know if I would have kicked into another gear.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But I was on there for 2 years.
Wow. Wow.
And my name still rings through, which I think is absurd.
Here's the question. When you were there, did they love on you like that?
Some of them did. But what happened was they knew that the control, because y'all, power is never given. Power is taken.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's taken.
It really is.
And when those people that saw that the power was beginning to be moved, oh, yeah.
Wow.
There was nothing for us to have 350 people in church on Sunday. I mean, way back in the country.
Right.
And them children had washbowls and tambourines and cha-chas. And that, listen, and we were traveling. We were going everywhere. We were doing these things. And the powers that be,
mm-hmm.
you know, came to the point to where, uh-uh. So, and majority of the churches, the churches that I've ever pastored, when I go back, you know, the people are there, oh, we miss you, la-la-la-la, we wish you would be back. No, y'all don't.
Yeah, that's the part, and that's when I saw this article, I said, oh, yeah, you. And I'm glad you were actually able to come in today, because I said this will be good for why you're here.
Yeah.
Let me read one more little part of this, and then you can take over. He says, and that's not entirely bad. He says, so don't misunderstand me here. We would just as soon forget some of the slings and arrows from those years ourselves, and we will not fault the members for doing the same. But there's an insincerity about it.
Yeah.
The present pastor sometimes suffers by comparison with the false memory of our years in that church.
Yeah.
And that's why we're commenting on it today. He says, before analyzing why churches play the game, idolizing the pastor more in memory than when he was on the scene, we need to admit two obvious things. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yes.
I find it awfully funny, and like you said, the pastor might have felt some kind of way when you were there, that when you have a pastor, regardless of him being good, bad, or indifferent, if you're constantly throwing the memory of the prior pastor,
yes.
And watch this, you ain't throwing the memory of the pastor who was there before him. You ain't throwing the memory of the pastor that was there before him. You still going back to
when Reverend.
Right. When Reverend walked in the door.
But now, let me tell you what happens, and this is just the truth. What happens with many churches is when you have a strong pastor for a long time.
Yeah.
The next pastor that comes on, we don't want no pastor like Reverend.
Right.
But then you get somebody who, I mean, disintegrates it.
The complete opposite.
The complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
And then the church just dismantles.
Mm.
Then you may get another person.
Uh-huh.
But then when that person goes, you say, we need to get somebody like Reverend. Because see, when Reverend was here. You know, Reverend,
that wasn't going to be tolerated.
You know, that wasn't going to be tolerated. Now, y'all know when Reverend was here. And because churches take on the personality of their pastor, if something goes on, the people look.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if you don't know nothing about it,
right.
Well, if Reverend was here, you know.
I'm going to say this. I ain't going to say that. Never mind.
Some churches have all their pastors, period.
Thank you.
Now, this
Thank
is
you.
The truth.
Thank you. Thank you.
They honor them while they are present and love them just as sincerely after they depart.
Uh-huh.
The new preacher is loved and honored to the full extent the old one was loved.
Uh-huh.
These churches are exceptions, sad to say. Testimony. in my experience, First Baptist Church of Columbus, Mississippi, comes as close to perfection in this way as it possibly can get.
Mm-hmm.
They loved J.D. Franks, who was there from 1921 mm-hmm. to 1946. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's over 25, that's 25 years.
My God.
Loved S.R. Woodson
uh-huh.
who was there from 1946, 1972. That's a long time.
Pause for a second. You know where Columbus, Mississippi is?
I'm most certainly
okay,
do.
I'm wondering if you're going to name one of these pastors that you might know. Keep
not
going.
For First Baptist. I'm just these white
oh.
folks.
Oh, you sure?
It ain't greater folks.
Okay.
It would have been if it was greater First Baptist.
Come on.
Yeah.
McKeever.
McKeever was there from 1974.
That's a long time.
To 1986.
Uh-huh.
All right. They loved Bobby Douglas, who was there from 1987 to 2002.
Uh-huh.
Church that I guess.
Uh-huh.
They loved Sean Parker,
uh-huh.
who was there from 2004 to present.
Uh-huh.
That speaks far more of churches than preachers, although these are. Exceptions. Most churches seem to what's this word?
You ask me, you know I'm over here fixing the thing that's broke. Most that I said, most churches seem to exaggerate.
Thank you. Sorry. Exaggerate. You know how you know words. You don't know it. Exaggerate their love and their appreciation for. Hey y'all, sometimes I just don't know. Praise the Lord for the dearly departed.
At least you can stand up.
Yeah, I can stand.
I'm sorry.
Said tongue-in-cheek preachers. The question is why?
Mm-hmm. So let's get into it. Why do churches love the ex-pastor so much?
All right.
He says, from my experience, here are some of the reasons. Go ahead.
All right. It's safer.
Mm.
The present pastor is the one that they have to sit across the table from and work with on various projects.
Mm-hmm.
The one they have to listen to Sunday after Sunday. But you are here for today only. Your preaching will be a nice change. So while they would think long and hard about undying love
uh-huh.
To the present pastor, they have no trouble expressing their devotion to you.
Mm.
There are no strings attached, and you will not be around to make them back up their words with action, which is true.
Yeah, I find it so amazing, even in nope, I guess I can't say that either. Yeah, I can. You know what? I'm tight. Y'all, I don't care. I find it amazing that the reaction of people when they see their former pastor come into a place after you did everything possible to get him to leave in the first place.
Yes.
So, see, that's the part that bothers me. When I see the lack of support that you gave the former pastor, but then when he comes back, y'all giving standing ovations.
I'm right.
Oh, yeah! And I mean, literally, it's like, really? It's like, did y'all not do everything possible to obstruct to a point where he just decided he no longer gave a...
Yes.
So, but now you, when he comes back and visits, oh, my God. Jesus just walked in. Did he really?
Jesus came in though.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Let's keep going. The second reason. Go ahead.
It's easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper and costs nothing.
Mm.
It takes little effort and frankly is meaningless.
Oh, keep going.
All right. It's deceptive.
Woo.
Saying how much they love you deceives them into thinking
mm.
They supported you from the beginning. No. If they gave you their heartfelt appreciation now, mm-hmm. perhaps you will forget what they said when you were here. Now.
See, come on.
I will say that this particular church, when I was voted in 90-something%.
Okay.
Of course, when the church, when it started to turn, was when the power struggle. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pastor, and when I was there, oh, Pastor, we're so glad to see you. We miss you so much. Wish we could get you back. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh,
even one of the churches, other churches I used to pastor, literally, they wished that they could have voted me out.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And I thank the Lord, and not being braggadocious or anything, I thank the Lord that he gave me the ability to stand in the pulpit.
Because
they knew if I got to the pulpit, it was over. Even when my sister was going through her transition of cancer,
mm-hmm.
and we would come home, they're talking about, well, why can't you come home during the week and then be back on the weekend? Because I ain't coming back. Anyway.
The next one says, it's a trap. Writer says, in a sense, it seems to give them a license not to love the present guy. In the same way, an old love from college days may seem a better choice than the spouse we ended up with. A dangerous kind of deception, believe me. He says, people do that to preachers. They remember poorly and grab anything they can to compare the present pastor unfavorably.
Yes.
He says, I said to a pastor who has succeeded me, these people seem to remember me as a fundraiser. But if they ever tell you the church had no money problems when Joe was pastor, they're suffering from a bad memory. We had the same issues every other church experienced. He laughed. They probably found it out.
And believe it or not, even now, no offense, I'm having to deal with, and I love him. I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having to deal with not my predecessor, but my
predecessor. The one before him.
The one who
was there for a long time, though, right?
He was not there for a long time.
Oh, okay.
He was there during a time of struggle.
Oh.
And he helped them in their struggle.
Okay.
But one of the problems is, right now, is that, and he was there from like late, he had to be there from like late 90s to like 20, maybe 20, to the early 2000s. One of the problems that I face is that group of people that went to church don't go to church anymore.
At least not that one, if they do. Right. That group of folks is gone. They
those
don't.
Those people, I mean, the new people don't attend church like that.
No. No.
I mean, and listen, you can preach and you can teach and you can have the music or what have you. I mean, seriously, traditional churches, they don't attend church like that anymore.
If you didn't, and I said this the other day, and I would ask this question to any struggling church, and I'm talking to, and when I say a struggling church that has had members who were there from the inception, and they're still there, that little clique of members, and then their children, some of their children are still there. I would ask their children this question. I would ask this question of the kids that I know. If your mama and daddy was still not a part of said church, would you be
would
there?
Would you be here?
I believe with my whole heart,
probably 50% of them would say.
And bet my pension. That 90% of them would say no.
And
I promise you I believe that.
And I'm having this thing with, and it affects us, and I hear it so, and I have to tell them sometime. And y'all, please forgive me. I have no problem with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not him.
Right.
One.
Not right.
And times have changed considerably.
Yes.
Since then.
Yes. Yes. Times have changed. You don't have that sect of people unless you here's the problem, and this is why. You didn't really grab hold of those kids and teach them. What you did was you let them do church.
Yes.
And they saw how poorly you did church.
Yes.
And when they became of age, they said, we don't want to go to church with you.
And then I'm also suffering from my predecessor, who was there for 7.5 years.
Oh, the one who was right before you got there?
Yes. And then they didn't have a pastor for 2.5 years.
Mm.
So you all have been in somewhat in a slump for almost 10 years.
Is that considered extremely long?
It's just extremely long. Not to have a
pastor. So a year is one thing.
Oh, a year is
but
one
two
thing.
And a half.
2.5?
That's a long time.
It's a long
so they
time
were just, and we talked about this, and I don't want to go
they
back
had an
into
interim.
It. They did have an interim.
They have interim, but.
Is he still there?
No.
Oh, he left when you came?
Yes.
Oh, as soon as you got there?
Almost as soon as I got
there. Okay. Did he apply?
I think he did, but he wasn't qualified.
Oh.
But then he, good fella.
Uh-huh.
You
met him at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
We still talk.
Okay.
You know, but even during his time there, he was interim. He was just interim.
Right, and they treated him as such.
Yes.
Right. So he was. We just want you to preach and then go sit down in the corner.
God bless him, and I love him. I think he's a wonderful.
Yeah, I find it interesting, man. It's so funny that this article popped up, and
what happened? Where?
It's probably just paused. It's okay. It's just your network or something. Yeah, it happens. Let's keep going. Again, we're talking about this great article, y'all. Why churches love their former pastors. I would love to hear, even from pastors that are on right now. I see Ernest Ledbetter III.
Hey,
Ledbetter III has joined the show.
Hello, Led.
I wonder who was pastor of Mount Pisgah before he got over there.
Fellow by the name of Jackson.
How long was he there?
Jackson was there. Led probably about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But now he followed behind His Eminence Joe Wells.
Okay. So Wells,
Wells was the pastor.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
for many of years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after him, the Jackson era came. And so with the Jackson era, it's
17 years.
So he was there 17 years. And Joseph Wells was there. Oh, God, Jesus.
So you replaced the pastor that had been there for 17 years?
Yes.
Wow.
But then before
did he
him,
retire? Did he die?
They
retired him.
Yeah, they retired him. Oh. Then before then, Joe Wells was there. Joe Wells had been there, I know, in about 50 years.
58 years. 58 years. He just
and then they told him, they made him retire.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So, you know, he's coming, and he'll understand this.
Uh-huh.
And in the words of one of our preachers, he has a castle over there on King Park. So, on King Park. We ain't going to say who said that. Let you know what. Let you know. But anyway, when you have these churches,
yeah.
I'm going to give you a prime example. We have a church in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see it, it just bothers me. I said that's two. Monumental where D.E. King was.
Not Monument of Faith.
No, Monumental.
Monumental.
Yeah, Monumental was.
Where's Monumental?
East.
Okay, don't.
Oakwood.
Oh, no, I'm
lost. D.E. King was the pastor there for many, many years. And then the next person came in and this, that, and the other, and it just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But now, these people can, and Ledbetter's on here.
Uh-huh.
Ledbetter III cannot be Jackson or cannot be Joe Wells.
Right.
He can't even be Ledbetter Sr.
Senior.
You know,
oh,
senior pastor, Metropolitan.
Oh, my great grandmama's.
Come on now. Come on now.
Right.
I never forget, and Led told me something. He was talking to some
uh-huh.
preacher or another, and he's talking about his name was Ledbetter. And the man talking about, oh, I've never heard of y'all. You're a lie. Reverend growing up, Reverend Ledbetter Sr. was dead.
Right.
But he still passed a metropolitan.
He sure was.
Do you hear what I'm saying? He was dead. I'm born in 74. Him was dead. Mm-hmm. I remember when Stephen Thurston's daddy was alive. I was a little boy. But I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And all of them, all of
right.
these men were great.
Right.
And you can never measure up to their greatness.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I just find that, and it's unfortunate. And people, and the part that people don't get is how that stagnates the church.
Oh, my God.
I use a word that might not be so nice. It constipates the church.
The
church can't move.
The bowels can't move.
You can't do nothing. So what you're doing is you holding. Imagine this. Now, I'm going to tell you why I use the word constipation. When you eat to a point where you eat a bunch of stuff, it might have been good going in, but you don't. Your body can't pass it.
Yes, sir.
And then now you're constantly trying to put in some new stuff, and you can't. And then what happens is I know it's nasty. You've been constipated for so long, you can't even eat.
Yes, sir.
So now you can't get nothing new in because you're full of I would not. You know, that would be a
full of sugar, honey, iced tea. You know,
you full of something.
Yeah,
I'm just right. But you so stuck on everything that you used to do.
Yeah.
Because I don't care, and I'll say this until my eyes close. Today is July the 19th, 2017, and James Horton is still the pastor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Some such protestations of love are falsehoods, but they're mostly harmless.
We know a whole bunch of churches like that.
So we let them go. We former pastors will thank those. I know some folks just got mad real quick. Y'all will be all right. We thank those who expressed their love to us, even if they're exaggerating their impact of our ministry. We greet the old men, hug the old ladies, and ooh and ah over the babies. Then we get in our car and drive home. He says, as we arrive back at home, we give thanks to the Lord for years in that church, give him praise for getting us through them, and exalt him forever and getting us out of there. He says, please smile and don't take this little discussion too seriously. It's perfectly fine to honor the former pastor and say nice things to him. Just don't fail to love and honor the present guy who is bearing the burdens of leadership at the moment. That is a little unfair.
It's very unfair.
Not a little. It's real unfair because it's not. If you come in, first of all, they voted you in.
Yes.
How you gonna, you know, it's just like right now. It's just like right now. All these folk who wishing Obama had one more year, but you voted in Trump.
You voted in Trump.
Deal with it.
45.
Deal with it. This is who you voted for. So you got to learn to allow this stuff to you have to learn to either learn how to work with this person, or if you can't, leave. You really should.
Yeah.
You really should, but you ain't, because that's my daddy's church, my mama's church, granddaddy's church.
Here. We've been here for so long.
And I love that because people understand this ain't your church.
No.
This is God's church.
Don't mess this up, we's check.
Did you have, now, were there still people who were, even because your former pastor at Second Baptist had some controversy.
Yes.
Were there still people who wanted him or no?
Now, that's a very good question.
Don't know.
Sure.
Okay. Because you kind of were out of the loop.
Yeah.
When all that stuff was, because he was gone by the time. Yeah, because they had been gone 2 years, so they had time to get over that.
Yes, 2.5 years, yeah. And I don't know. And they don't.
What about anybody? Okay, so for 2 years, did they have the same interim?
Yes.
Was anybody feeling like?
Maybe one or two.
Okay, so it wasn't like a clamoring.
No, it wasn't a clamoring.
Okay.
One of the things that they wanted was someone who was not connected nowhere to them. Because I didn't know Second Baptist.
I lived in the Grange for almost 10 years. I didn't know Second Baptist existed until I met you. And drove past there all the time.
Yeah,
on my way to the Culver's.
Yeah, to the Culver's.
Down to the Culver's.
Gotta give me some ice cream.
No, to get that butter burger, that triple double.
You know what? I need to go over there.
It'll bless your soul.
I know it will.
They meats is fresh.
Just meats is fresh. Chicken strips. I know they do that.
Nobody wants no chicken strips.
I won't get chicken. But anyway, it's the thing because, and then this is what one of the problems that I always have, especially in all of this that we do.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about when it comes to pastoring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to pastor with experience. And then they ask you the question, why do you want to leave your current church? You're going to take somebody from somewhere if you want them with experience.
A lot of times, and I'll say this, a lot of times, maybe I shouldn't say this, I'll say it. A lot of times you have some pulpit committees are not built with the best people. You would hope that they are, but they're not, and they don't understand. And then churches don't understand the hiring process.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, you are still hiring somebody to do a job.
Yes.
And that's why, and I'm real careful to do this, and this is coming from somebody who has been in management for years. I have managed people for 20-plus years. There are certain things you can and cannot say to people, and that you can't – there are certain questions that you cannot ask people.
Yes.
In an interview,
yes.
It is against the law.
Yes,
and I understand. Why you applying for a church? Everything is on the table. Okay, you can say it if you want to. All I'm saying is this: there needs to be some understanding because, yes, if it is a pastor from another church applying, he has a reason that he wants to apply.
Yes.
And, yeah, I think it's fair to ask.
Yes.
It is fair to ask. Why do you want to leave? Because did you get asked why you wanted to leave South Carolina?
And listen, I told them, I said, because didn't nobody know.
Right.
I said, y'all, this is home.
Exactly.
Like, oh.
Yeah. See?
I said, this is home. I know. I grew up. I went to Montreal High School and everybody was like, oh,
that would have been my first thought because people asked me like, where you come from? And I was like, well, he's from Chicago.
Yeah,
he just
Chicago.
Was in I South Carolina for 20 some years.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, my thought process is this was the first opportunity, real opportunity
to come back home.
I'll say real.
Yeah, real.
Right. Real opportunity to come back home.
Back home.
But a lot of the pastors that I know, my mentors, came from other churches.
Yes.
Dr. Gerald Duke was a pastor in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Before he got the call to come to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church to replace, the Reverend Daniel. You know,
yeah.
and Spencer was on the West Coast.
Yes, he was in California.
He was in California.
And I mean, because listen, I want people to understand out there in Radio Land in the Ether Wave is that those of us who pastor,
mm-hmm.
it is a job, especially if we're full-time pastors.
Mm-hmm.
It's the job for the Lord, but it's a job. It's just like, and listen, I know churches, large churches,
mm-hmm.
who have hired headhunters.
Yeah.
To go in. My buddy right now, Jason, what's Jason last night? I can't think of Jason last night.
Mm-hmm.
He pastored Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They had headhunters.
Yeah.
There was a certain criteria they looked for. And they pulled out, and they said, all right, here we go.
Look how long Metro was without a pastor.
After Scotty, yes.
Yeah, they was.
They were looking at, you know.
Without a pastor for a long time.
I remember, believe it or not, hearing that
mm-hmm.
They had somebody after Scotty Williams. I don't know. But after that, I remember hearing about Metropolitan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doing my research of what I know about Metropolitan and what happened with Craig Smith era.
Right.
I said, now, Chirin.
See, you know, I forgot Craig was over there.
I said, Chirin.
I only remembered Craig from Freedom.
No.
I completely forgot about
Craig.
I know. Yeah. I ain't going there.
After Reverend Taylor, Craig came in. Craig used to pass up in, no offense, Pastor Smith.
Uh-huh.
Craig Smith used to pass up in Rockford.
Okay.
At Providence.
Okay, okay.
And that's how he came here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how I remember him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I remember him being the very poised.
that's
a better term.
That's the word you're going to use?
I'm going to use poised.
hey, Kevin Page, real quick, if you're still on here, man, put the name of your grilling company up here. I was trying not to tell the name of it up the other day. It's either You Grill, You Chill, We Grill, or We Grill, You Chill. It's one of them. But they come out, they do all your barbecue for your events and stuff like that. They got a trailer.
Ooh, barbecue meat.
Yeah, they got a trailer that they bring in on the back of a truck, and the trailer is about as wide as this thing here from here to here.
Oh, they come. They
right, they can put, I told Parks, they can put me, you, and him on the grill.
Ooh,
at the same time.
Roasted Negro. Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives, and we pray, God, that you would be with us for the rest of the day, God, and the rest of the week. Bless those pastors, bless those who are doing your work, God.
Yes.
We pray for your people.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, y'all, so look, real quick. So y'all know we do the corner prayer on Wednesdays. We normally out on all the different corners over here in the Austin area. Well, I know it's a bunch of y'all preachers and pastors on here who don't go on nobody's corner. But we do corner prayer every Wednesday. And this Wednesday, we're not doing all the corners. Everybody's been asked to leave their corner and come to Central and Madison, and we're going to be at the old Emmett parking lot right up here on Central and Madison. We're going to have that whole parking lot filled up. Actually, when I get ready to leave here, I'm going up there to help clean up because we got to sweep up, you know, because, you know.
And we go sweep.
Because, you know, Pookie and them left a Mad Dog 2020 bottle.
Yeah, they left them.
In the parking lot. Pat Hicks say, that's my pastor. You're right, Pastor Paz. My pastor is suave. And debonair.
One of them said, don't use the word hiring because you don't want to be a hireling. That's the truth. Well, here it is. Appalled.
Oh, God.
And on that night, you all be blessed now.
What you got going on? I'm sorry, before you go.
We got Vacation Bible School that's going on this week.
Oh, yours is this week?
This week.
Okay, ours was last week.
Yeah, 5:30, you come get something to eat, and we're there from...
What kind of food is y'all serving?
Well, we had on the other day, because...
Do y'all have adult stuff, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to applaud our Christian education, because we developed our own curriculum this year.
Oh, that's awesome. See, that's what I'm talking about.
And we're doing the I am the God.
Stuff. That's
I am
stuff.
The bread of life. I am the light of the world.
Mm.
I am the good shepherd. And we're doing one more.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, and they have worked tirelessly.
That's awesome.
Yesterday they made sandwiches because I am the bread of life. Right?
Okay. Right? Okay.
And yesterday they had hot dogs and hamburgers. I don't know what they're going to have today. But hey, we'll take it.
No, I ask because I love the fact that it, like even if you have any teachers in your in your congregation, this is a perfect time if they're not being used. And I'm not talking about your Sunday school teachers. I'm talking about people who actually use curriculums in like school.
Yeah.
If you have them, allow them. This is an opportunity to get them to work.
I mean this Sally Branch has done, along with others, have done a marvelous job.
Mm-hmm.
With making it work. Marvelous job.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Marvelous job.
That's awesome. So you got Vacation Bible School starts, and it started when? Yesterday?
It started Monday.
Started Monday, goes until what?
Until Friday.
Oh, y'all got all 5 days.
Uh-huh.
Well, bless the Lord.
Well, Friday, you know, there'll be a little teaching, and then
right.
We have a little skit and all this other kind of stuff.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So again, you all keep in mind, and then are you in town the weekend of the 29th?
No.
Hey.
What's going on?
That's the church picnic, man. You're supposed to come. You, Pa's coming. You got you. Now, how you know you already know you ain't in town on the
weekend? Because that's the fifth Sunday weekend.
Oh. Wait, you down south?
Down south.
You know what you about to do? You got some Southwest miles or something? Because of you.
Yes.
I'm done talking to you.
I use some of them. I got about 25,000 of them now.
I'm done talking to you. Anyway, y'all, it's been a wonderful show. We hope y'all got somebody. We thank my brother for the prayer. We thank him for coming. We thank y'all for listening and for watching. And, if you can, come on out. We're going to be on the corner of Central and Madison inside the closed Emmett High School right down. I'm not Emmett Grammar School.
Yeah,
sorry.
We went to high school,
right.
Yeah.
Emmett. Sorry. Right down the street, Central and Madison, big old parking lot. There's going to be some good old loud music. And, yes. I will be the one playing the good loud music.
And I'm going to go find Miss Snowball.
Out there. Yeah, well, it might be some out there. But y'all come out there. There's going to be food for the kids, food for everybody. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken wings. There's going to be some prayer. There's going to be some preaching. There's going to be doctor. They're going to be out there giving free HIV tests. They're going to be out there giving high blood pressure tests. They're going to be out there giving, watch this now, sugar diabetes tests.
You need that.
Because you got the sugar.
You got the sugar.
I still want to know where they came from. But you got.
Because back in the day, it was called a Sweetwater disease. It was a sweet.
That don't make no sense. But anyway, they'll have those vans stuff out there doing that from Loretta Hospital and some other places out there doing that. So please come out if you can. Support. And the community needs you. If you're tired of what's happening in this Austin community, and if your church is here, even if you're not in the Austin community, you could be in Garfield, Lawndale, wherever you are. If you're able to come over here and join in with us, we want to pack that place out because we want to spread people out from Central all the way to Laramie, even down to Cicero, which would cross over into Garfield, or East and West
That's
Garfield.
A long way.
But if you got 300 folk, you can put.
Do you have good religion?
You know what? Anyway. Y'all stay blessed, man. If you got to ride up and down these streets of Chicago, please keep your head on a swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. We got to go. TTLO. We die.
Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. The Bible says that and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison doors was shaken. And immediately, everyone's bands were loose. All we really want you to know tonight is when you find yourself in a midnight hour, and if you haven't made it, you will. There are two principles that will guarantee your success. Number one, pray. Why? The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous man avail much. When you get up
Are y'all tired way back there? I thought y'all be going home by now. Y'all. Well, for those of you that come from a nice church that don't get all this wrong, allow me to translate.
And the problem is
late in the midnight hour.
Just wanna turn it around.